Families with whom we share the love that makes our genes super. Good genes, bad genes, and super genes. If you want a better life, what would you change first? Almost no one would say, my genes. And with good reason. We've been taught that genes are fixed and unchangeable. What you were born with is what you will keep for life. If you happen to be an identical twin, both of you will have to settle for identical genes no matter how good or bad they are. The popular notion of fixed genes is part of our day-to-day language. Why are some people gifted with more beauty and brains than the norm? They have good genes. Why, on the other hand, does a famous Hollywood celebrity undergo a double mastectomy without any sign of disease? It's the threat of bad genes, the inheritance of a strong predisposition to the cancer that runs in her family. The public is frightened, and yet the media doesn't really communicate how rare such a threat actually is. It's time to explode such rigid notions. Your genes are fluid, dynamic, and responsive to everything you think and do. The news everyone should hear is that gene activity is largely under our control. That's the breakthrough idea emerging from the new genetics and also the basis for this book. A cafe jukebox may stand in the corner and never move, but it still plays hundreds of songs. The music of your genes is similar, constantly producing a vast array of chemicals that are encoded messages. We are just discovering how powerful these messages are. By focusing on your own gene activity through conscious choices, you can improve your mood level, staving off anxiety and depression, resist yearly colds and flu, return to normal sound sleep, gain more energy and resist chronic stress, be rid of persistent aches and pains, relieve your body of a wide range of discomforts, slow the aging process and potentially reverse it, normalize your metabolism, the best way to lose weight and keep it off, decrease your risk of cancer. It was long suspected that genes could be involved when bodily processes go wrong. We now know that genes are definitely involved in making them go right. The entire mind-body system is regulated by gene activity, often in surprising ways. The genes in your intestines, for example, are sending messages about all kinds of things that would apparently have nothing to do with a function as mundane as digestion. These messages concern your moods, the efficiency of your immune system, and your susceptibility to disorders closely related to digestion. For example, diabetes and irritable bowel syndrome, but also those very distantly related, such as hypertension, Alzheimer's disease, and autoimmune disorders from allergies to chronic inflammation. Every cell in your body is talking to many other cells via genetic messages, and you need to be part of the conversation. Your lifestyle leads to helpful or harmful genetic activity. In fact, the actions of your genes can potentially be altered by any strong experience throughout your life. So, identical twins, despite being born with the same genes, show extremely different gene expression as adults. One twin may be obese, the other lean. One may be schizophrenic, and the other not. One may die long before the other. All of these differences are regulated by gene activity. One reason we call this book Super Genes is to raise the bar for what you expect your genes to do for you. The mind-body connection isn't like a footbridge connecting two banks of a river. It's much more like a telephone line. Many telephone lines, in fact, teeming with messages. And each message, as tiny as drinking orange juice in the morning or eating an apple with the peel on or lowering the noise level at work or taking a walk before bedtime, is being received by the entire system. Every cell is eavesdropping on what you think, say, and do. Optimizing your